Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1154. This is your host, Danny Pena. There's no Pete, there's no Paris, but I do have a special guest, the one and only, and my love, Rihanna.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much, just sitting here thinking about Hades.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about that on this episode of Gamertag Radio. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and make sure to share it to your friends, family, neighbors, whoever. Just share it and spread the word about GTR. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, or, my favorite part, post your review.
We like reviews.
Of course. Doesn't matter worldwide. Let's make it happen. We do need your support. All right. If you would like to send us questions, feedbacks about anything, feedback about the show, about the conversation right now about Hades with Rihanna, this is how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. So, Ree, let's talk about Hades. So,
let's do a quick question.
Have you ever played Hades before? Before we actually got the game, like, is this your first time? This is like a repeat? Are you trying it again or what?
This is my first experience with Hades. So I, like many other people, saw all of the Game of the Year conversations, all of the praise and celebration and fanfare for the story, the gameplay, the writing, the characters, all of it. It definitely resonated with me, but it was one of those games that was always like just out of reach on my list of stuff to play. So I hadn't thought about playing Hades seriously until recently. And I dove in and I went all the way to the bottom. I dove deep.
So first of all, shout out to Private Division and also the developers of the game Supergiant Games. They sent me a physical version of the game. First of all, they sent me the digital one first. Then I got a package when I was out of town at Podcast Movement and reopened it up for me. And it was the physical version of Hades for the Xbox. Xbox Series X, Series S, and also Xbox One. So, I had this game last year. I bought it because everybody was talking about it. And I got it for the Switch. And I just had it there. I never opened the game. Can you believe that? Like, I was playing other things. Totally forgot about it.
It was installed in everything. And you just didn't hit play.
I even purchased it.
Wow.
I purchased the game. And I never played it. So then recently got it for the Xbox and started playing it. And I fell in love. Like, this game is so good. I know it came out last year. But man, oh man. This game is good. Very challenging game.
And for those who don't know.
Yeah. For those who don't know. This is a roguelike game.
Roguelike, roguelite, however you want to phrase it.
Roguelite, yeah. So you compare that to Returnal, Dead Cells, those type of games. I love Dead Cell. Returnal, I never played it, but I know it's very, very challenging. A lot of people like it too. If you have it for the PS5, make sure to check it out. But very, very challenging. Very challenging. But here's the thing. The more you play the game, the better you're going to be the game. Plus, you're going to unlock a lot of the things, weapons, cool power moves that when you start the game, it's not going to be like that at all. And also, the most important thing is the story, which Rhee is really into the story.
Yes, I am very into the story. So I've always been a very huge fan of lore and especially mythology. And there are Olympians, there are gods of the underworld, there are Chthonic gods. There's all kinds of cool little Easter eggs and nods to different deities throughout the ages, and the way they interact and the relationships they have, they're just fascinating to me. And the way it unfolds within the game is even more interesting. And I die a lot, but what is really rewarding is every time I do and I return to the home world, I get more story. And so I don't feel like any experience is wasted. Every time I go through a playthrough or run, I get more of part of what I really, really love, which is the tale that's unfolding between all of these different characters.
Yeah, you know what? I finished the game over the weekend, and I think it took me...
Well, when you say finish the game, you mean...
Finished or escape... I'm trying not to spoil it, but...
Sure.
And I quote, finish the first round, I guess, whatever. So I finished it. It took me 36, 37 attempts. But I started, you know, I posted on Twitter and I asked that question. Hey, guys, how long it took you to do your first escape in the game? And the numbers were really all over the place. I seen in the teens, the 20s, 50s, there's a couple over 100. And a lot of people like, I'm still trying to finish the game. Still trying to finish the first round, the first escape.
Yeah, now, right now I'm one of those people who's still trying to finish the first escape.
And you got a lot better every time you try. So we'll keep it at that.
But, there's reasons for that. We can get into it in a bit.
Yeah, but somebody, one of our mutual friends, hit me up, and I'm like, hey, I need some tips. Like, you know, how long it took you to finish and to do the first escape and everything. And this person said to me, Danny, if you really want to see the real ending, the true ending with credits and everything, you need to finish the game at least 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
I only done one. I have 9 years to go. But he told me this. He goes, look, first round is tough. First time is tough. But it's going to get better and easier. I can finish the game like this right away now. With all the stuff they unlocked and, you know. So, that's my goal, Rhee. I'm going to do 10 escapes. That's all my goal. All
right. I'm
going to
do one and then I will reassess and figure out if I'm going to do 9 more.
Now we definitely got to talk about this. Like, what is it that you like about the game or anything that you don't like about the game?
I'll start very quickly with things that I don't like because that list is much shorter.
Okay, so, yeah, go for it.
A couple of things that I have found really frustrating and disappointing with the game. The difficulty, obviously. I'm really, really struggling to get through my first escape. I'm at around 50 attempts. So I'm up there. But there are a couple reasons for that. The way that I'm playing, I like to play more towards the end of completion and filling out all of the requirements for side quests and decoration and stuff like that. So that is slowing me down quite a bit. But that's one thing that is a little bit frustrating is like how difficult it is to get through trying to play to fill out all of the different requirements to you know, do all the cosmetic upgrades and things that will unlock different dialogue within the characters that you're interacting with. Mm-hmm. Another thing, and the only other thing that I'm really frustrated by is the way that it plays. I feel like there's a lot of times when I can't tell what's going on in combat. And there are moments where there's a lot of enemies, there's a lot of animation for area of effect damage, there's special powers, different upgrades caused by adding boons to your weapon. And it becomes a lot of information on the screen, and sometimes it's a little overwhelming for me visually. Other than that, I love this game. It is a pleasure. It is a joy to experience Hades. And not only the story, which I already spoke about a little bit, but the combat itself, even though I did just say parts of it are overwhelming to me, it feels really good. You feel powerful. You feel like you have a lot of control over what you're doing and the way that you're engaging and interacting with your enemies and the world around you. I love how much choice you get with every run and every playthrough and escape attempt. So again, without any major spoilers, the way that Hades works in its roguelike mechanics are you are attempting to escape hell or Hades, the realm of the dead. And each time you attempt to escape, you go through different series of rooms. Mm-hmm. Anytime you enter a new room, you have the potential to earn a reward if you survive that encounter, if you beat all of the enemies within that room. So sometimes you have a choice between going through door number one or door number two. And you know ahead of time, usually, what's behind door number one and door number two. Sometimes there's three doors. And you get to choose the way that you upgrade through each playthrough, depending on what weapon you have, what your play style is for that run, what different completion you're going for, if you're trying to fill out all the rosters for one particular god. You know, you have a lot of agency, and I really enjoy when games give you that power of choice, because it makes the experience more fulfilling. Even if you don't succeed, you still feel like you made the choice and it wasn't something that was taken or given to you.
Mm-hmm. And I also have to mention this. There's mid-bosses. Mm-hmm. And there's the actual bosses. But the thing that I really, really, truly love about this game, besides what you just mentioned too, is I love how you probably would get used to one boss. Mm-hmm. But once you go back, the bosses now either is different or they have different power moves that wasn't previously. It's always changing. Mm-hmm. And I love that even if you get used to one boss, when you go back, it's going to be totally different. Oh my God, it's so good, so good. But
yeah, there's some really fun Easter eggs when you hit the second biome boss. If you've faced them enough times, they actually get whole new dialogue with the hero that you're playing as, Zagreus. And it's pretty funny. I'll just say that without spoiling it for anybody.
No spoilers. We're trying our best.
Repeat plays, they reward you. They reward you for spending more and more time in the bosses.
I'm excited because this game is coming also on Xbox Game Pass. So there's going to be a lot of people, which I was very surprised how many people have never played this game. And I asked and I asked on Twitter also, who else is going to buy this on game? Oh, who else is going to play this on once it comes on Game Pass? Oh my God. I was getting, still to this day, I'm getting replies. And that was last week. Last week I posted that. So it's like over 1,000 replies or something like that. So it's insane. Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do like, look, there's one boss in the beginning. I think this is like the first boss. That I defeated this person, kept on going, went back because I died. I went back again. When I went to fight this boss again, this is a totally different ability, different person. I'm not going to say why. And even the level changes, which is very cool and challenging. I like that. You know what? For me, as a person that really played these hard, difficult games back in the 80s and 90s when I was a kid, it reminded me of that type of vibe, but now, you know. So I don't like easy games. I like the difficult, most challenging games. But when I die, it's not because of the difficulty. For me, it's because I messed up. I made the wrong choices. Maybe I made the wrong moves that the enemies will attack. See, for you, you've been using a lot of the shield.
Yeah.
Shield, right? And I think it's like a boomerang. I'm not sure if that's the one for me.
It's more like a Captain America effect where it ricochets off of different surfaces and enemies and then comes back to you.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. But anyways, okay.
I've used it for the last four runs, to be clear.
Yeah. For me, I started using the spear because I think that one is like the most powerful weapon. But then I realized I'm a person that, playing this game, I got better using the gun, which you only have a certain amount of ammo you could reload, which sometimes can take a while to reload unless you get a boon where it's going to help you to reload faster. Also, other special effects like lightning, or there's different things you could add into your weapon that's going to make it more damaging to the enemies. And also, I got one weapon that it's like a kind of like a rocket, but it creates over 300% damage, but you could also get hurt. So I got so used to that that I will throw it and run away. No, but I never did. I always run away. I got used to that. So that was the weapon that helped me go all the way to the end and actually completed the first escape.
Now, what's interesting about that is that there's also boons, for instance, and this is getting into the weeds a little bit, which, you know, we don't need to do for everything, but there are boons that would say when you are standing in your area of effect with that rocket, you do more damage to enemies. So, for instance, that boon would not fit very well with your playstyle because you prefer to do more damage in that area and potentially hurt yourself. So you can't use that radius as a buff for yourself. So I think it's really, really smart the way that they have balanced some of the upgrades you can do to your set, because you could very much, you know, shoot yourself in the foot by picking something that won't really be compatible with your playstyle.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Totally agree. Now, out of all the levels, which one is the one you're like, I really like this level. I love playing this every single time. For me, I'm not gonna lie. I think the underworld, the second level, is Ask that still that? Considered? Yeah, that one. That to me is my favorite one because I just love their environment. I'm not a big fan of the traps later in the game. I think I'm good with how it is with that one. And I also love the mini boss and also the final boss for that level. That's for me. It's my favorite one. And for you?
For me, I would say fighting-wise, I also really love the boss in Asphodel. Going through the different encounters, I really like the first. I gotta say, I'm a fan of the traps there. Maybe it's just because I've gone through those levels the most out of all of the ones in the different biomes. So I know the traps better. I can use them to my advantage more. When I get to later levels, I feel like a lot of the traps, I end up hurting myself more than the enemies. Or Asphodel, as you'll see in a lot of the art for the game, has lava everywhere. And there are times when I will be dashing to avoid enemies. I'll dash right off the edge into the lava and burn myself. So I got to say probably the first one. But as far as visuals and the way the game overtakes me, and especially when I'm playing with headphones and I can really get the full effect of the sound and the amazing music in the game, I really love when you dive into a chaos portal. And when you the nothingness and the vastness of empty space around you, and the interactions with Chaos and some of the story beats with Chaos and another character that you'll meet, Nyx, are very, very intriguing to me. And I'm really, really enjoying how that story is unfolding.
Yeah, people are probably going to ask, what is that Chaos?
it's tough to not get into a full story spoiler conversation because the story is just so vast and so intricate and so interesting. But yeah, there's just certain characters that I really, really enjoy talking to. And Chaos is definitely top three.
Top three?
Awesome. Yeah.
But see, we definitely got to talk about this. I really like the more you play, the more you find out about the characters, some of the relationships between other characters, right? You find out a lot of things. And also, the more you play, you could also decorate the location that you're at. It could be your room. It could be the main area where you're going to see it most of the characters in there. There's something that unlocked the other day that I had no idea that was in the game, which is fishing. I was like, wait, you could fish in this game?
Yeah, what? You can fish in this game.
I had no idea. So I got that, and I figured out how to fish because I was like, wait a minute, I'm always pressing the button to fish, and it says too early. So what is it I'm doing wrong? And then I figured out, I'm like, oh, okay. So that's one. Also, the soundtrack is so, so good, which it you could so also, good. You can listen to the whole soundtrack on Spotify, Apple Music. The team sent me the soundtrack, which I have it there. It's on CD, which is insane. I haven't used a CD player in so long, but I got that. And you could also put music depending on what I think it's called. It's like kind of like a jukebox.
Yeah, so the renovations at the contractor's desk, you can add a music box to the main hall.
The music box.
In the Hall of Hades.
And I'm like, jukebox, wow. So,
there's also another potential source of music, but you have to unlock and reveal the story between a couple of key characters in order to hear it.
Yes, and it's very good.
It's very
good. That's all I'll say. That's so good. Yeah, I'm honestly really like, I made that mistake skipping this game last year because don't get me wrong. Even if it's your first time playing this on Xbox Game Pass, or maybe you just bought it for the first time, the physical version on all the platforms, this game is very special. I think this is something that I highly recommend for everybody to try it out. Definitely.
Agreed.
Even if you don't plan to purchase the physical version, and you're subscribed to Game Pass, you got to check it out. Download it. See if it's for you. But this is a very special game. Like, I'll put it up there with like games like Ori,
mm-hmm.
you know, Castle Crashers from way back. You know, like, it's a very, very special game, I think.
It's very special. And it's very, very deep. There's a lot to it. Like, you can, you know, surface level, you run in, you smash some pots and kill some enemies and that's it. But yeah, there is a lot of replay ability and replay value built into the game's mechanics. There's replay built into the game's story. There's all kinds of tweaks you can make to your moveset and your weapons and your boons and items you start off the game with to help make your progress easier or harder. There's all kinds of upgrade paths. Like, there's a lot to experience in this game. And for the low, low price of Game Pass, it's an easy buy. It's absolutely a must play for me. And one of the things that a lot of people were talking about in the Game of the Year conversations and just talking about how excited they were about the game last year was like just how hot the characters were.
Yes.
But which is absolutely accurate. But it does go much deeper than that. There's a lot to experience here. If you're a fan of combat, if you're a fan of RPG elements, if you're a fan of story, there's something for everybody here. The art's great. The music's great. It's just absolutely a must play.
And even the voice acting, you forgot to mention that.
Oh, the acting is phenomenal.
So, so good. Now, what was the biggest surprise for you playing this game? Because for me, I'm addicted to this game. I haven't played anything else. Like, I even got in the codes for other games and betas, and I haven't even touched that. Can you believe that? Because I've been hooked with this. Like, put it this way, I'm so hooked that I'm playing it on a Switch and also on Xbox.
Mm.
There is no cross saves. So when I was traveling, I was playing on the Switch. When I'm home, I'm playing the Xbox version, right? But even the other day, we're going to keep it real. We had Hades weekend. It was all day playing Hades. Saturday, because I got back from the conference, Podcast Movement, once again. Woke up, got my breakfast, started playing it nonstop. By the time I looked to the side, it was already night. I was like, yo, how long I've been playing this? That's insane. What was the thing that surprised you the most for you?
The thing that surprises me the most about playing Hades, because it's a single player game, is how much there is to share with people playing through it at the same time. So you and I have been playing pretty much side by side for the last week or so, and you have an entirely different experience than I do, which is really, really interesting. We can compare notes. We learn from each other's playthroughs and both get better because we're comparing, you know, trial and error that we've both experimented with. I've actually happened upon conversations with coworkers who are playing it and their partners are playing it. And they're like, what weapon are you using? And, you know, we have a lot to talk about, and like I said, comparing notes makes you better at the game. And it's just really interesting to hear, like, oh, I never knew about that story beat, or oh, did you know this plot unfolds if you talk to certain people? And there's just so much to discover. So I think that's the biggest surprise, is how much of a shared experience it can be, even though it's a single player game.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I have to say is when we started playing it, I started first. Then you purchased the game. You were way ahead of me because you unlocked a bunch of stuff that I've never unlocked. We start comparing, okay, this and this and that. You will give me tips. I will give you tips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got even further. Like, you even got into the level that I've never gone there. I was like, man, how you got there? Because it's been taking me forever just to reach to one certain level, et cetera, right? I'm trying not to reveal spoilers here. So then I said to myself, okay, this weapon is not working for me. Let me change it up.
Mm-hmm.
I changed it up, and I realized that was the weapon for me. And I got really far in the game. And there was one point that I even got into the boss, to the final area. And I lost. I'm like, damn it. This is not working. I kept on doing it again. I think it took me multiple tries on a Saturday. No, actually, it was on a Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm like, no, I'm finishing this game today. And I kept on. I ate, drank water. While the game was on, still taking little breaks here and there. And then I figured out my formula for me. That's when I'm like, okay, this is it. But now that I did the first escape, the game is not easy after that. Mm. It gets even more difficult. I'm not going to say why, but I'm addicted. I don't know if I'm going to stop anytime soon, man. I seriously think I'm going to play this for a while.
And it takes a lot.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think the whole gaming experience of the music, soundtrack, voice acting, the graphics, the drawings looks beautiful. Just everything and the things that you discovered. Like, there's things I'm still discovering and I just escaped once. That's the beauty about this game. That there's even a whole section where you could check, okay, it will break down the characters, the map, the locations, the weapons. It will break down every single thing that you collect, which is awesome. You'll be there for a long time just reading everything, you know? So that's the thing that I love about this game, that I feel like there's more to discover in there, and I'm excited for what's next, you know. So
let me ask you this, Danny. Who's the hottest to you?
Who's
of all of the characters, all the gods, all of the underrealm denizens?
That's a great question. Now I gotta think. I gotta think about this. Huh. Wow, Ree, you got me good. You got me good.
Do you want me to know while you figure it out?
Yes, because I'm trying to think. Which one is the... There's one... what's the goddess here that she...
The Vieta.
She's... Her... I'm trying to... No, not her. No, no way. Come on, Ree. The one that... she's purple... Purple uniform, like outfit.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, what's
it's one
name?
Of the Olympians that it's gives one you the
Olympians.
Boons?
It's one of the Olympians.
Is she naked?
No, she's not naked. Come on, this is a game for all, Ree.
Game well, for no, everyone. I was saying Aphrodite.
Actually, I'm looking at the box right
she's
now.
She's not wearing a lot.
She. Wait a minute, it's the mom, Nyx, right?
Nyx.
Yeah, I like her.
Nyx you like Nyx?
Yeah, I like Nyx.
Yeah, she's got some stuff going on.
Yeah, she got some major stuff going on. I don't want to say what it is. She got major stuff going on. But I like her.
Nice.
I like her. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's not an Olympian. She's not.
No, she's a goddess of the underworld.
She's a goddess. Yeah, yeah.
Goddess of the night.
Yeah, but she's dope. I think she's dope. Yeah. Yeah, and okay. You? What's your favorite for you?
I like Ares. I like Ares because Ares is very straightforward. Yes. And I like the way that he talks about some of the other gods. As far as like attitude, like who I want to go have a drink with, it's got to be Poseidon. He's super chill. He's constantly like excited to see you. He throws a little shade here and there. He seems like a fun guy.
Yeah, I don't. I'm gonna say anything, but yo, this is word that he always says, and I always make fun of it every single time. But he sounds very hype. Mm-hmm. Very hype every single time. Hey, what's up, man? Like, oh, yeah. So good.
Having a good time.
Who's your least favorite?
Least favorite, like personality wise.
Anything could be
or like
based
the powers.
On the power. Let's go with the powers.
Least favorite god for the powers. Okay.
I'll tell you this. The one that I use it, but I'm not really a huge fan of it, is the one that unlocked the like recently.
Okay. Okay. So
I don't want to say who it is. I don't want to say who it is, but I'm not a big fan of that.
Not a fan. I'm not a huge fan of Aphrodite's like special power. So again, without giving all of the stuff away for people who are still new to the experience, because yes, it's an older game, but you know, it's new to a lot of people. So each god has a mechanic or an effect that usually shows up in the boons that they offer you. Some of them can combine with other gods, which is really cool. But in general, you know, they each have a thing that goes along with them. So for instance, like Ares has Doom, which does additional damage after you hurt an enemy with a certain type of move. Or Zeus has Lightning, which will, you know, do area of effect damage anytime something happens when you're fighting. The one that is my least favorite by far, not even close, is Aphrodite. And hers is weak. Hers is weak. So what weak does, and weak makes sense, you know, for the character. It's Aphrodite, the goddess of love. You know, she makes people feel longing and weak and like they can't go on without, you know, the thing that they are obsessed with. Mm-hmm. So weakness makes an enemy do less damage to you. But for me, any damage the enemy does to me is just devastating. And my best bet for making it far in any good run is just not taking any damage at all. So weak doesn't really work for me that well, especially since I usually gravitate towards the shield as my main weapon. And there are lots and lots of reasons why you want to try to use every weapon. You get more rewards. There's some special things that unlock with the story. All kinds of upgrade paths become open to you. It's not a great idea to get stuck with one weapon as the only one that you're able to use. But I've gotten the farthest with the shield. And when I'm using the shield, I'm blocking a lot. Like, I don't really need the enemies to do less damage to me. So hers is not as valuable as others.
Not a big fan of that one. At all. Now,
I really like the lightning and Poseidon.
Zeus.
Poseidon's pretty cool too.
Zeus is pretty dope. I love Zeus. I think I've gotten better with multiple weapons using lightning. So what I usually do is I unlocked a lightning ring, right? Put it into the character, and it will help me. And here's the thing. We figured out the strategy of what to do in certain areas, because you could remove certain things that you have, put into the character, and it will help you to get further in the game. So that's I just love Zeus. I love that even if I'm using the fist weapon or the arrow one is pretty good too. If you use Zeus, man, it helps you so much because
lots of damage.
It's lots of damage, but you also could do like a combo of multiple enemies that are nearby. And all the lightning will connect and everybody will get hurt. And you just keep on until all of them either weak or dead. So I truly, truly love Zeus.
Yeah. I also really like Athena in her deflect mechanic, which lets you throw projectiles back at enemies and sometimes at a higher damage rate than what they sent at you. And I find that that's very good for me because, again, I like to shield. I don't want to take any damage from anyone because it all just really personally affects me. And Athena's a really good match for my playstyle as well. But everybody will find the combinations that make the most sense for the way that they play, the weapons that they prefer, and the run that they're doing. But it is a really good idea to try something new if you feel like you're getting stuck. Switch it up. Choose a new weapon. Don't become too attached to any one playstyle because, again, this is a roguelike. So the dungeons are randomized. The rewards are randomized. You can't control exactly what you're going to end up with. There's different items you can equip to make it more likely you'll get what you're planning to get. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you just kind of got to go with the flow. So it's a good idea to be versatile and try to be as flexible as you can.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, Gamertag Radio listeners, we're going to talk about our sponsor, Magic Spoon. By the way, I know we have Gamertag Radio listeners out there that have been working out, doing all these cool stuff online. They've been posting on Discord. But guess what, guys? I also been trying to eat healthy too, and I've been getting tips from Paris. We all been trying to eat better, right? But healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without the bad stuff. You know, a lot of us been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food. And I realized recently that I can't basically eat any of this stuff anymore. But growing up, especially on a Saturday morning, watching these cartoons earlier in the morning, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, right? But I had to give it up because I realized all of that had a lot of sugars and junk that we shouldn't be eating. But let's talk about Magic Spoon. I just recently got it from the crew over there. Thanks for sending me the package. Look, Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-free, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. Recently, I've been eating in the morning with my partner, Rihanna, and we've been eating Magic Spoon. She was even surprised. She's like, oh my God, this tastes really good. And I go, yeah, check out the box. And she got to see how many grams and everything and the calories per serving. She was in shock. And the most important thing is she also loved it. You could also love it too, GTR listener. And here's how. Go right now to magicspoon.com/GTR. That's magicspoon.com/GTR to grab your delicious cereal. And you could try it out today. And be sure to use our promo code GTR at checkout to save $5 of your order. We have a couple of listeners already did that, and you should definitely take advantage of that. Look, Magic Spoon is so confident on their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will also refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/GTR and use the code GTR to save $5. Let's do it. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
What was the moment for you, Ree, while I was playing it, that you said to yourself, I'm buying this game right now?
I knew I wanted to play it a long time ago. So honestly, it was just the fact that I had somebody to talk to about it who was new, because there's so many people who played it and had put in hundreds of hours, like I'm definitely going to. And, you know, they've done 100 runs and there was the experience wasn't new for them anymore. Mm-hmm. And part of what I really love about games, and, you know, a lot of times it may seem like my gaming taste is all over the board, but what I love about Tetris Effect Connected, what I love about Apex Legends, what I love about Hades is the way that I can talk about it with the people around me and sharing that experience. And I think that makes it very rich and even more enjoyable. And it's a perfect time to get into it because there's going to be such a huge wave of new fans and new players with Game Pass.
You know, one thing that I just thought about, there's a lot of listeners that are either married, couples, living together, you know. So this, to me, was the perfect game for us to play together and talk about it. We might have some debates. That happens a lot.
There we have different preferences, yeah.
Yes. But even your coworker, she and her partner also playing it, and mm-hmm. they have their own way how they're playing it, right? So do you recommend also couples to try this out together, separate, all that good stuff, or what? Because I think it's awesome.
I would say absolutely. Not only couples, but like parents and kids, you know, siblings, like anybody who is a gamer that's near you, who you know, would be interested in something that's a little bit, you know, bang your head against the wall, but you still get some good story and progress in the process. I think it's definitely encouraged me to keep playing. There's been some moments where I felt like I'm done, like some bosses that kicked my ass one too many times. And I'm like, you know what? Later for you. Fine, then I'll stop. Yeah. But you've encouraged me to keep going because I see you're still working on it. You're still improving. You're still changing up your style. And it makes me say like, okay, you know what? I can give it another try. So I would encourage anybody to find a group or a partner to play with, no matter who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very true. Anything else, Ree? Because I love recording with you every time. You know, it's either Apex and now this. So
yeah, very different from Apex for sure.
Very different.
I would say we've talked about Apex on this show before. People know how much you love it. They know how much I love it. I have not played Apex at all in the last 5 days.
Even when I was not here?
Even when you were not here. I played once.
No.
So it takes a really special game to pull me away from Seer and his amazing dance moves and all of the new fun to be had in ranked arenas. And Hades did it. It has unseated Apex for my most played game right now. So I would say if anybody's curious about it, give it a shot. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ree, just want to say thank you for recording with this with me. Originally I recorded a whole different show and it was already done and everything. And I'm like, should I release that? And I'm like, no. I want to talk to Ree about our experience, and I want to share that experience for our listeners, you know, because this game is very special. Even if you started late or you started playing last year, this is a very, very special game. And look at our energy. We were having a good time. I know people are going to hear this, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to try this out because, yo, Danny, Ree, they're talking about it. This is an awesome conversation. So it's really cool that we managed to record this late night.
Yeah, it's late. It's dark.
While you took a break from playing, and I bet you, once we're done with this recording, you're gonna go back and try again. Yeah,
of course I am. I'm gonna just start switching weapons again. Maybe spend some Titan blood.
I can see it. Now, one last tip for someone that they listen to this podcast and like, oh my god, this is challenging. What is the biggest tip you would give them as a beginner? Like, the press start is their first game.
Mm-hmm.
First tip you would give them.
First tip is twofold. Talk to everyone and listen to all their dialogue, because the characters will tell you how to play. They'll give you a lot of tips and information about things, the environment that you can use to your advantage when you're in the dungeons, things that you can do to upgrade your weapons, things that you can do to improve your play style. And if you just listen to them, amazing voice acting once again. So it's a treat. But B, they do really give you some useful tips.
Good. My tip, and the most important tip, is don't give up. Have fun. The most important thing is have fun. When you follow those rules, you're going to go really far in the game. Really, really far.
Also, remember to drink water in between runs, because you can very easily spend the entire day in one spot if you're not careful.
Yes, very true. And you know, I ran out of water. See? I gotta drink water after this. But Ree, thank you so much. Ree, you want to mention your social media, anything that, you know, if people want to follow you and follow your tweets or TikTok or Instagram, I don't know, whatever you want to promote, go for it.
Sure. If you want to see me talking about Apex or more lately Hades, you can follow me on Twitter. That's Rihanna Tweets Now, R-I-A-N-A Tweets Now. And if you want to see pictures of me and Danny and shenanigans we're getting up to in our daily lives, you can follow me on Instagram, and that's Rihanna Grams Now.
All right. Anything you would G for? Nothing new?
Nothing right now. We'll be sharing some new news soon.
Soon. But people could go to the website or YouTube channel or Twitch and follow you guys.
All of the above. G4 TV.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for listening to this special podcast of Gamertag Radio. Usually we release episodes on Monday, but due to an embargo, I decided to release this a day later. And yeah, it's out. Please let me know your thoughts about it. Thank you, Ree, so much for joining. And everyone for listening, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes over there. And make sure to share with your friends, talk about it. Hey, and let us know on Twitter your thoughts. You enjoy this conversation or what? Do you want more? Please let me know. And here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
And also, I forgot to mention, you could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamer Tag Radio. All right? All right. Until next time. By the way, Ree, you probably don't know this, but I think by the time this episode comes out, I'm going to be getting a brand new console.
Ooh.
A brand new console. And it's not no PlayStation. It's not no Xbox. It's not no Nintendo Switch. It's not even Playdate, which comes out soon.
What could it be?
I'm getting the Atari VCS, and everybody's like, wow, really, Dan? Wow. Atari VCS. I have no idea what. Look, this is going to be new to me. I'm going to play this. I'm going to try it out with my mind very open and see what happens. And I'm going to post my thoughts on the next episode of GTR, so stay tuned. The good and the bad and the ugly. I'm gonna mention everything. So stay tuned. Yes. All right, guys. Until next time, we are out. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.